What can you tell us about the status of things right now? This is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So yesterday, our team, and that includes our private sector contractor, and then our folks on the ground, our geologists, maintenance, construction, they worked on the north side of the slide. And this was primarily they were kind of taking apart that tree line debris where all the trees had fallen down. So they made steady progress, but picking up trees, putting them in a loader and hauling them away does take time. So it's slow and steady. And they're picking they I mentioned they always do some safety observations in the morning, which they completed already, and they're back at it. They feel like they're just about ready to start into the actual earthen debris, which is that mud and rock. They're just starting on that right now, and they feel like they can make pretty good progress from that point. And then, of course, on the southern side, there'll be another tree debris field they'll have to get through. But they feel like it will move pretty quickly once they get on that main section.
Okay. At this time, do we have any sense or any idea of, how long it might take to get cleared there on the highway?
I don't have a good estimate for that. It really depends on their progress this afternoon. Then I think we'll have a better estimate. But it's a matter of days, not a matter of weeks at this point.
Okay, that sounds good. And then after the debris and after that roadway clears, then some of the infrastructure like power and phones can be reestablished.
Yes. In fact, that's really our main focus is to clear a one lane path so that the power company can get in there and reestablish the power lines. The power company, from what I understand, already has pre-staged everything they need, so they'll be able to get in really quickly and get power restored.
Okay. Thanks so much, Shannon, for that update for us from the State Department of Transportation. Anything else that you would like the public to know?
One of the questions that we've been asked about a number of times, and I finally have gotten a good number just because it's our field staff has had a chance to really make the estimate. People have asked like how much material was on the roadway. So we can say it was about 3,500 cubic yards of material that was deposited on the highway.